Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, moves are to accelerate over the coming weeks to give Cork its own version of Kildare Village. Plans for a large retail centre on the outskirts of Carrigtwohill have been mired in controversy for the past 2 years. But the English developer behind the project has told this programme how it's delighted by a recent government decision, which seemingly paves the way for the outlet village to finally go ahead. Not all are celebrating, though, with those in Cork City and indeed a coalition party deeply unhappy with the proposed new centre. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is in Cork this evening. He joins us now. Barry, what's this all about?
Yeah, and not all as well by the banks of the Lee on this one, as you alluded to, Sarah. I'm speaking to you this evening from Cork City, South Mall to my left, Patrick Street away to my right. But 20 minutes drive out the road near Carrigtwohill in East Cork. Plans have been afoot since 2020 to give Cork its own version, as you say, of Kildare Village, a 100 million euro large outlet retail centre, luxury shopping at discounted prices. Items not usually on the high street, and the only other outlet centre on the island at present, Bar Kildare, is currently up in Banbridge. Now, Cork County Council and its councillors, they enthusiastically gave this project the green light back then. However, the plans hit a rock when the Office of the Planning Regulator, it objected to them, at one point ordering Cork County Council to complete a study with its counterparts in Cork City on whether the village was actually needed at all before any brick could be laid. Now, Cork County Council, it wasn't happy with this, and it took two successful cases to the High Court, which ruled in the council's favour, saying it had acted appropriately and in accordance with all the national retail planning guidelines in agreeing to the proposed development at Carrigtwohill. And Cork's own Kildare Village, it moved a big step closer a few weeks ago when outgoing planning minister Peter Burke, he took the unprecedented step of siding against the planning regulator and rescinding its order for this project not to proceed. Now, the developer behind all this is the British-based Rioja Estates. It's a European leader, it says, in the development of outlet centres. It says the centre in Cork, it came after years of research of where it would be the best place on the island to place a new outlet village. It says it could create up to 850 jobs and lead to 220,000 extra visitors to Cork, but it has told me in the last hour and a half or so that they are, quote, delighted that the path is now clear for us to proceed with this development, and it will now commence all the pre-planning work and are looking to submit an application for what it says this exciting development in the second quarter of this year. And once the green light is given, it's expected it would take 24 months for the new outlet village to be constructed. So it seems the plans are very much back on track and very much on a firm footing this evening.
So who is for and who's against the centre?
Those against say jobs might be lost in towns such as Middleton or places such as Castlemartyr or indeed in the village itself in Carrigtwohill. And that's where I met earlier Fine Gael councillor Anthony Barry, who firmly rejected those suggestions.
It would be a phenomenal benefit to the village, both economically, I think, and socially. This kind of project would give a different type of offering in job-wise. You would have a lot of part-time employment. You would have a lot of employment offered to people that, you know, may not want to take up jobs in the likes of Strikers or the Mercs or those companies. So it would give a completely different offering. And it would be particularly important in a place like Carrigtwohill, which has grown from 1,500 people 20 years ago to a population roughly about 6,500 today, and projected to grow 2030 to about 12,000 people. So we are looking at a community that needs that type of offering, and also we need the retail offering this year, you know.
What are the arguments that it might come at the expense of small towns such as Middleton?
I understand that argument, but a good friend of mine many years ago doing car sales business in Middleton itself, and two or three other car sales businesses were opening up near him, and I said, are you concerned about it? And he said, of course I'm not, business brings business. So you become known as a hub where people come to shop. What you'll end up happening is people will stay in the locality and visit the towns as well. Particularly I think that would be true with Cork. Cork is a huge offering from a tourist perspective, and I think people will come down for the weekend, spend the day by all means in the retail outlet centre, but also spend the day in Cork itself. And I think it would be a huge offering to Cork, and I think Cork maybe should look at that. I would worry that the retail outlet centre is not operating at the moment, yet I don't think people would say that Cork city centre is a vibrant living city centre, and I think you just have to go through that at any stage and see the levels of dereliction around Patrick Street and around that area. So I think the problems Cork have are not caused by retail outlet centre.
Even the village here to our left and right, you feel could benefit from this Kildare village style outlet nearby.
I think if you go up to Kildare itself, and I mean if you drive up there even this morning, I guarantee you will see hundreds of cars with Southern registration plates above there. I know it myself, every time I pass I'll call in there. I've stayed in Kildare, I've eaten in restaurants in Kildare, and they will tell you that that business has brought more business to them. And you also have in excess of 100 ships coming in to Cove, and we all know how the tourists love these retail outlet villages. It will further enhance that offering as well, you know.
What of the argument about traffic? Cork is notorious for it at the moment.
Well, I think if you look at the Dunkettle interchange upgrade, which is going to make a huge difference once it's completed, albeit it's causing a fair consternation at the moment, the actual site that's been looked at is very, very well served with the motorway beside it. But more importantly, it has a train station, will be within a kilometre of this actual site. And I think if you look at Cork, people will be able to stay in Cork when they're visiting this project. You know, you'll have shuttle buses running from the city up and down. So it wouldn't be as
your Green Party colleagues are concerned. They're your party's partners in government, after all. The many people will be driving and the impact that will have on the carbon footprint at a time when we're trying to achieve our climate goals.
If you go up to Kildare at the moment, there'll be hundreds of cars. So the carbon footprint could even be reduced if people looked at it in a more positive frame of mind. It's not, you're not going to stop people from travelling unless you bring in a law or some dictate that you can't drive to retail outlet centres or you can't drive to a particular town. That's not going to change. I know here in Carrigtwohill, the vast majority of people are fully in favour of it.
Well, they're fully in favour of it. But what about in Cork City, Barry? What are they saying there?
There's already real frustration here about the issue of vacant properties at Patrick Street over to my right here. So even greater frustration at talk of this new village 20 minutes out the road. And the Cork Business Association, it represents 200 businesses here in Cork City, and its Director of Communications is Helen Murphy.
We feel that the process itself has been flawed in that there hasn't been due consideration given to the primacy of retail within the city centre here in Cork City. The city centre is meant to be the main retail hub of the whole region of Cork City and county itself.
This is a proposal, we are told, that could create 850 jobs. Well, what's wrong with that?
Here in the city centre, we have many businesses who have worked really, really hard, incredibly hard over the last few years to offer a range of products and services at great values. The offering, if you like, here in the city centre is terrific, and that was borne out just a few weeks ago by the bumper Christmas that's been had here by the retailers in the city centre.
But would shops here not benefit from the increased visitors that would go to a Kildare village style outlet out the road?
Visitors already come to Cork City from many different areas within the county and beyond, and that this type of development, it really only offers a pastiche or a facsimile, if you like, of what's on offer here in the city centre. Here the historic core of Cork City offers things like the English Market and lots of privately owned shops and that sort of thing that offer a wonderful array of Irish goods, locally produced goods that, you know, would not be available in such an outlet. There just isn't the capacity, if you like, to cope with that kind of an outlet, given that here in the city centre we have a number of vacant properties, and we can certainly absorb the kind of increased floor space that they're talking about out in Carrigtwohill. So we see that type of business can come in here, and then our visitors or shoppers would get, you know, the whole experience of Cork and not just a sort of a more generic type.
If it does go ahead, what are the potential ramifications for you, for the city? Some have warned that the streets here behind us could get hollowed out.
We have confidence in our city and in the businesses that operate here.
But if there are no negative impacts for the city, is it not just jealousy then at this project?
Not jealousy. It's more to do with what's sustainable and what's good for the entire region as a whole. We think that Cork still has huge potential. It's not fully realised yet. We're getting there. But certainly this type of village, we would view it as unnecessary. You know, not really adding to the retail experience of the region at all. It would be a total retrograde step from where we are.
But supporters of the project say Kildare Village is full of C and KY regs any day of the week.
you know, those cars can come from any part of the country and not necessarily from here in the south.
What might you do with your opposition now? There are some pretty big political beasts representing Cork City. So what might you do with your opposition?
Yeah, we've spoken to people about this already and how we feel about it and how our members would be opposed. So I would be confident that we can mount a sustained challenge to any possibility that it might go ahead.
So that's Helen Murphy of the Cork Business Association. And Barry, as you mentioned, some big political figures there in Cork. So how's this likely to play out for government parties?
Opposition in Cork City. Look at the big political names in Cork City. Micheál Martin, Simon Coveney, Michael McGrath. But government backbenchers, Padraig O'Sullivan, James O'Connor, David Stanton, they've already expressed reservation about the role of the Office of the Planning Regulator in this whole issue up until now. And as for the Green Party, the other coalition leg here, they say the entire village contravenes the government's climate policy, pointing to research from UCC. And one of the researchers in UCC is Conor O'Driscoll.
Retail centres, when they're placed outside of city centres, they cause increases in environmental damage, specifically travel-related emission outputs. Suburban areas like in Carrigtwohill or in other areas in Cork, these areas are not readily accessible by public transport to a majority of people or by active travel because they're so geographically spread out. People will drive there. That's the best mode available to them, the most convenient option to many. So they'll travel there via car. Increased car use brings increased congestion.
And you've looked at these sorts of outlets right across, not just in Ireland, but elsewhere.
In the Irish context particularly, we looked at 105 retail centres scattered across the five major urban centres. The results were always the same. Retail centres that were outside cities were characterised by limited public transport availability, which was found through the fact that a minority of the people in these areas were travelling via these modes. They weren't travelling by the modes because the infrastructure wasn't there. So, for example, the bus service might have been poor, so they're using cars instead. When they're doing that then, they're travelling to shopping centres by car. So the emissions, the congestion, it's all worse and it's all increased.
Developers in Carrigtwohill have conceded that up to 90% of journeys to it could ultimately be made by car. Did you have any findings in terms of carbon emissions to do with these outlet parks?
Regarding emissions itself, we're finding that these peripheral retail centres like Carrigtwohill in these types of areas that are not well connected, the emissions they are generating were a factor of 2, 3, 4 times the size of what they were in other types of environments. So, for example, city centres or even just retail environments on peripheries of the city environments.
Finally then, Barry, what's Cork County Council saying this evening? Because this will ultimately come through its hands, won't it?
It confirmed its county development plan has space for a retail centre at Carrigtwohill, but any further submissions from the developers will ultimately have to once again go back to public consultation.
Barry Lenihan in Cork, thank you very much. Let us know what you think to 51551.